Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so let's get to gossip this morning. Dina, what have you learned? What have you discovered?
Well, I discovered that Britney Spears, you know, she's been posting a lot lately on Instagram, been very open with her fans, and yeah. She talked about how she'd much rather be dancing from her living room than on stage in Vegas. She also talked about how she doesn't like that documentaries bring up painful memories from the past. And then she opened up about a time when her sister took part in a tribute performance to her on stage at the Radio Disney Music Awards when Britney received the first ever Icon Award. And boy, did she trash her sister. She basically openly slammed her for performing her music. She said, "I don't like that my sister showed up at an award show and performed my songs to remixes." I mean, that's flat out calling out her sister. There's nothing like hidden in there at all.
You did something I don't like.
Yeah. It's like regular sisters, like, you took my clothing. You borrowed my clothing without my permission. Here's like, you borrowed my hit songs. Want
them
back.
The thing is like, she didn't have anything to say about the other artists. There was Kelsea Ballerini, Hailee Steinfeld, Sophia Carson. They were performing her music as well during the tribute, but it was just Jamie Lynn she called out.
Ooh,
so
interesting.
It is interesting. You could read more with delisted.com.
Well, did she sing it badly? Like, oops, I did it again.
Oh, that's it.
In my head.
Is that actual audio?
That's an actual clip, yeah.
Wow.
I just got that. That's just in.
Sister saying, till the world ends, I'm going to say no, that's not actual audio. Okay. Newlyweds Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, they made a surprise appearance at his Ole Red restaurant in Oklahoma this weekend, treated the people there to a free acoustic performance.
Ooh.
And a very cute moment. So when he went to introduce Gwen, he said, "My wife, Gwen Stefani." And she said, "I thought it was Gwen Shelton now." So now everybody in the crowd was chanting, "Gwen Shelton, Gwen Shelton." So that's what she'll be going by.
Okay, free concert, but what about food? They hooked him up with free fries. That's
really
most important. Yeah.
How do you expect his bar to make any money? Well, we told you last month that Mark Hoppus from Blink 182 shared he's suffering from lymphoma. Now he said he's in stage 4.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
It's entered 4 different parts of his body. He's actually staying optimistic, though. He's told his fans he's going to keep them posted on any updates from his doctors, according to Radar. And he says he's going to keep fighting. So our thoughts are with him as he goes through this.
Always hope there's something experimental out there that'll work, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Production on the set of Bridgerton was on pause after a crew member tested positive for COVID, according to Variety. You know, they've been filming all around London for season 2 since May. Now, nobody in the cast was affected. Production was back up and running. And now it's shut down again. A second case of COVID has put the show on an indefinite hiatus and the affected person's in isolation.
How would you like to have that and have to tell, like, the whole crew, like, everything's shut down because I have COVID?
Yeah.
That's
going
to be a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
You can't really work the masks into the scenes, you know, that they had that back then.
I don't know.
In the way, way back then.
They might have.
They had disease back then, yeah.
Finally, Georgina Chapman has officially finalized her divorce from Harvey Weinstein. According to the Post, she gets full custody of the kids, anywhere from $15 to $20 million, and she gets two properties, which are worth $15 million and $12 million each. So not that he can use any of those from behind bars anyway.
Yeah, it's hard to watch the kids.
True, that too. And she's dating actor Adrian Brody. So it's a win-win all around for her.
Fancy.
So I guess we know the best part of Georgina Chapman's weekend. Congrats to her. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Jay is back to do Dina's Dirt at the 40. It's 7:42, and this update brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. With their Refer a Friend contest, you could win $1,000. Visit their new 16 Acres branch on Wilbraham Road or pvcu.org for details. Open to credit union members. Contest ends July 26th at 5 p.m. All right, so what's going on in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, well, Adele is reportedly dating LeBron James's agent, Rich Paul. And you can't really hide it. They were spotted sitting next to each other at Game 5 of the NBA Finals. And it wasn't one of those situations where you're like, oh, your seat's right next to mine.
What a coinkydink, yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, it was quite clear they were together. And when they tried to leave, they didn't try to hide the fact they were together. Neither one's confirmed it, though. But, you know, she did make that debut in front of thousands of people.
Want
to
be quiet? Just get that third person right in the middle of you. That's all. And then when he says something in that person's ear and it gets relayed. It's like the telephone game.
There were rumors she was dating Skepta, but maybe not anymore. So we'll have to see. You can see those pictures as your proof at DMZ.com. Mm. Jen Harley, Ronnie Ortiz Magro's ex from Jersey Shore, is getting the help she needs. Her rep told TMZ that she checked into a Vegas rehab to get treatment for her alcohol dependency. Mm-hmm. This is so she can be the best parent that she can be for her kids. I mean, we're always hearing stories coming out of Jersey Shore about violent behavior from a lot of the cast members, not just Jen, you know. So it's good that at least one of them is trying to get the help that they need.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They're making christening plans for Lilibet, Diana, their baby girl. Now, they reportedly wanted to hold the christening in Windsor with Queen Elizabeth II present. I don't mean Windsor, Connecticut. I mean, you know, just to be clear.
That's too bad.
Windsor Locks, too, is good choice.
Yeah. Fly in, you're in Windsor Locks already.
Yep.
Second choice. But apparently, Harry started putting the plans into place when he was in town earlier this month, according to the Daily Mail. So I guess as long as the Queen approves it, that will be the go-ahead.
Hmm.
Well, Isaiah Stokes, you've seen him on Power, The Americans, Law & Order SVU. He's been indicted for murder, the fatal shooting of a man in Queens, New York. He is actually facing 25 years to life in prison, according to Entertainment Weekly. Something that works against him is surveillance footage showing him approaching the man's car and firing 11 shots into it. So definitely keep you posted on where that case is going. And Songland season 2 winner Greg Scott, he wants to know why NBC dumped his song Miracle as the Olympics anthem, going instead with the Jonas Brothers song Remember This. So granted, they did use Greg's song in a commercial last year promoting that the Olympics had been moved to 2021.
Okay.
But he still believed his song was going to be used as the anthem for the games this year, like it was supposed to be last year.
No one called him. Come on.
Nobody called
him. At least the courtesy call.
Nothing. He's heard nothing from the network. He thinks, this is just his surmising, he thinks that NBC maybe gave the Jonas Brothers the chance instead because they have a new reality show on their network.
Yeah. It's all about the biz. Sure.
I guess so.
Well, they're smart, they're those up-and-comers.
Yeah. Yeah, know, those nobodies.
Aw. And that do dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Gossip, it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They got the school Refer a Friend contest going on where you can win a grand. Visit the new 16 Acres branch on Wilbraham Road or pvcu.org for details. Open to credit union members. Contest ends July 26, 1 week from today at 5 p.m. All right, Dina, so what's going on?
All right. Well, it's interesting. The legitimacy of Angelina Jolie's adoption of her 19-year-old son, Maddox, you know, her first son, is coming into question in a brand new documentary, according to Radar. So filmmaker Elizabeth Jacobs, she's launching a project investigating the woman behind several alleged unethical Cambodian adoptions. Lauren Galindo, she's the same woman Angelina went through to adopt her son Maddox. Now, Elizabeth suggests that Lauren managed baby recruiters who reportedly preyed on poor families who were desperate for money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Cambodia child welfare workers have said in the past they believe Maddox may have been sold by his birth mother for $100.
Oh, jeez.
And that the parents are, in fact, alive, which would be contradictory to the reports that they weren't. So Angelina herself has denied this accusation. You know, we're going to have to see if an investigation, you know, like a police investigation is launched over this, depending on what this filmmaker finds.
Wow.
Interesting. Britney Spears, she's got a message for the people who've just come forward to support her. She said there's nothing worse than when the people closest to you who never showed up for you post things in regard to your situation, whatever it may be, and speak righteously for support. How dare the people you love the most say anything at all?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So she basically says, you know, you never put your hand out when I was drowning. And it sounds like it was directed specifically at her family, especially since after her sister Jamie Lynn posted a cryptic tweet reading, "May the Lord be in peace with you." And she wrote back, this is what Brittany wrote, "May the Lord wrap your mean bleep up in joy today."
Whoa.
Wow. Mm. Huh. Reminds me of that children book. What's the one where somebody's making bread and they want help from everybody else and they're all too busy? And then
I know what you're talking
they all
about.
Come and they want the bread. And she's like, "No, you didn't help make the bread. Get out of here."
What is this book?
I've read this book.
I forgot what it's called. But
he's giving you the really abbreviated Chris Kellogg version of it. But yes.
I was all about Cliff Notes in school.
Yeah. I guess so. Well, we got some sad news to tell you about rapper Biz Markie, most famous for his iconic 1989 song, "Just a Friend," has died of complications from diabetes that he'd been fighting for more than a year. He passed away at the age of 57 Friday night. But do you remember the song, "You Say He's Just a Friend"?
Oh,
baby,
you. Yeah, really terribly. Yeah, he was known for being a bad singer. So
because it was so terrible, it was endearing.
Yeah, I used to play that a lot.
Yeah, and now TikTok too, flooding with tributes to Pudgy the dog, Pudgy Woke, you know, for his awa awa bark. He sadly passed away. His owner admitted it after rumors had been circulating. Apparently, he was attacked by another dog, and they had to eventually put him down.
Was
very
this
sad
a
news?
Was he like an internet star?
Very famous. Yep, he was the TikTok, Instagram famous dog.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
so
you know what? Dino would send us these videos all the time. You don't remember? Did you not look at them?
In the middle of the night?
Awa, awa. Yes, that's what that creepy sound was.
I'm glad I missed those.
Well, you know, now I'm going to send them to you in tribute. So there you go. You're going to have to watch them. Space Jam, A New Legacy, hit theaters over the weekend, and it managed to steal the top spot at the box office. A lot of people were surprised. It took it from Marvel's record-breaking Black Widow. Hmm. I mean, it only fell to second spot. You know, not so bad. Space Jam brought in $31 million. Black Widow made another $26 million. So overall, $132 million.
And that's a good total, because I think it was on HBO Max, too. I think that's one of the news that they just released, so you could see it same day in theaters. So that's still
something
a good clip at the movies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so there are those totals in case you want to know. There was another debut, Escape Room, made the third spot this weekend. So, I always look at those numbers before I decide if I'm going to watch something. And then I learned my lesson when Wonder Woman 84 came out.
My gosh.
Don't look at numbers. Go
they
with
should
your
just
gut.
Erase that film.
I'm
destroy
still
the original.
It. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
You're listening to the Kellogg Crew on 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.